Now, a second lesson from the Word is a portion of the fifth chapter of the book of the prophet Amos. Seek the Lord and he shall live, lest he break out like fire in the house of Joseph and devour it, and there be none who quenched it in Bethel. He who turned judgment to wormwood and leave off righteousness in the earth, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. The strengthened shall be spoiled against the strong, so that the spoil shall come against the fortress. They hate him that rebuketh in the gate, and they abhor him that speaketh upright. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that he may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, shall be with you, as ye have spoken. Hate the evil and love the good, and establish judgment in the gate. It may be that the Lord God of hosts will be gracious unto the remnant of Joseph. Amen. Hear further from the work on heaven and hell, number 549. The Lord from his divine essence, which is goodness, love, and mercy, is unable to deal in the same way with every man, because evils and their falsities prevent and not only quench his divine influx, but even reject it. Evils and their falsities are like black clouds which interpose themselves between the sun and the eye and take away the sunshine and the serenity of its light. Although the unceasing endeavor of the sun to dissipate the opposing clouds continues, for it is operating behind them, and in the meantime transmits something of obscure light into the eye of man by various roundabout ways. It is the same in the spiritual world. The sun there is the Lord and the divine love, and the light there is the divine truth. Black clouds there are falsities from evil. The eye there is the understanding. So far as anyone in that world is in falsities from evil, he is encompassed by such a cloud which is black and dense according to the degrees of his evil. From this comparison it can be seen that the Lord is unceasingly present with everyone, but that he is received variously. Herein the lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.